ball downfield, and a wide open reach, dropped!
All right, guys, here we are. Back at Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
You got Senor Dog.
Overtime Bo.
Overtime Bo. I do look forward to what he's going to call himself every week. I will say that. Fix your mic. Fix your mic. So, on the little two-week deal, because we are in that lull period of what are we about?
Did you just LOL us?
No, I didn't LOL you. Lull.
Lull.
Like the lull. The lull period of, like, what are we, about a month away from playoffs in hockey.
Yeah, if we get it.
Oh, stop. You got to stop.
These guys got to stop. They got to score.
They can't they can't stop. That's the thing.
They got to score. They got to stop their flunk and start scoring.
They're two in a row right now. Two losses. They got 4 days off now. Actually, more than that because their next game is Monday. So they got more time off. They're good. Calm down. And aren't we still first in the league?
Hey, it's getting close.
And I know it's close.
I don't know if you watch the games.
Stop.
It's pretty hectic.
It does. And we were annihilated the other night by Detroit. My kid was devastated.
What's Detroit's record?
I know. Okay. But we didn't have Vassie in goal, bro. We
Doesn't
were tying
matter.
That new cat.
Doesn't matter.
That new cat needs to just
still got to score goals.
Listen, you got to play these guys. I keep telling my kid the same thing. You got to play these guys. Dude, Vassie's proven it.
But yeah,
you
but
play
if
the
he
guys behind him.
If he gives up 2-3 goals,
you don't bring Vassie in like that.
No, you still have to score 4 or 5 goals.
They'll score. We're getting there. Calm down. Don't worry about
man,
it.
Man, it's just
you're jumping ship. It's a problem.
Their tendency is to usually have like every team goes through a slump.
Agreed.
It's not surprising that's happened. It's like they lose 3 games in a row and like everybody thinks they're out of the playoffs.
No, right. I get it. But as
so I just give them a little bit of time.
Champs.
Yeah. Right. They got 4 or 5 days off now.
You know what it is?
You shouldn't be getting embarrassed like that against Detroit.
Well, Detroit's
rebuilding. There's no
You're right. They shouldn't, but those games are gonna happen. I mean, it just
yeah. Against Florida, I can see against teams like Florida who are fighting for a top spot.
Yeah.
But Detroit, come on.
All right, so that was a bad deal. That was a bad day.
Yeah.
Rays, what? They're off to
oof,
rough start.
After winning 2 out of the gate, they have.
I don't know if you guys seen
that
Randy Arozarena catch though.
That was a Superman catch.
I honestly did not.
That dude was Superman.
It's definitely
fledged.
Top 10 plays of the week. That's for sure. I'd say top 5.
I say it would be top 10 of
I
the
do
year.
Like seeing,
it could be.
I, do, I like,
top 10
I like
of the
players
year.
Laying out for plays.
Oh, this was laid
over
out.
Over the shoulder like Mike Evans in the corner.
Yeah.
Whenever you have like maybe 30 seconds of free time, just go ahead and just give it a gander.
Give it a gander?
30 seconds. It's all it requires.
Yeah, other than that, though, they're not hitting the ball either. They're not putting runs up. And
but it's fresh, pitching, right? It's fresh. Season just started, literally.
Yeah, I mean, no team really has a true identity yet. I mean, it's a
Fernando Tatis Jr. threw his whole shoulder out.
Yeah.
Big issue.
He just, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, the guy that for New York, Francisco Lindor, he just signed that massive 10-year, $360 million contract.
Yeah.
It kind of even baffled me because they broke in his first at bat. He strikes out 3 pitches. Another bat, he strikes out. And it's like they even cut him in the other night when I was watching Rays Red Sox and put his at bat up there. I'm like, what is this guy? Like, yeah. What is going on here?
He's really good. He's really good defensively too. But, I mean.
But to cut away from a game to go somebody else's at bat when he's not making history, he's not doing anything, I'm just like.
The team that's going to surprise a lot of people, I think, is the Blue Jays.
They're going to be tough.
They got a lot of talent over there. The Yankees are going to be the Yankees.
Are you
they're
a Blue Jays fan now?
No.
Oh, okay, just
it. Just because you said a team's going
to
be good?
That's what you do to me.
No,
listen,
that's not
you guys
at all.
Set the standard around here when it comes to stuff like that.
What do you mean, dude? You go to New Hampshire, wherever New England Patriots play. Yeah. You go out there full-fledged Patriot gear.
Who went out there full-fledged Patriot gear?
You.
Dude, never say that again. Never. All right, so but either way, we're about what a month and a half away for some basketball playoffs too. So we're in that lull. We're in the lull period.
There he goes with his LOLs again.
Yeah, we got not a lot going on. So I have some news. So today we're going to talk some sports for a little while. Have a little bit of fun, shorter show because we got to dedicate some time to our first sponsor ad. So we're going to have to
first sponsor.
First sponsor. Yeah. So either way, we got to do like a commercial type deal. So we got to do some tries at that.
All right. Understood.
I think we can make it work.
All right. Law firm.
All a right. law firm.
It's a law firm.
It's a law firm. Ooh. Okay. Watch out.
All right.
What do they practice?
What kind of, yeah, what kind of law?
Long names.
Long names?
Long names.
They practice long names?
No, they, I'm telling you, it's long. Lots of names. You guys are going to have to remember to be able to repeat them all.
Let's do this.
All right. And then what else did you ask?
What do they practice?
Personal injury? Criminal?
Personal injury and criminal. Ho, ho. That might be right up our viewers' alleys for those personal injuries out there.
Oh, yeah. I like how you said that. I like how you did that. I like how you did that. All right. So let's see. Other than that, anything? Antonio Bryant.
Antonio Bryant?
Or excuse me. Antonio Brown. Excuse me.
Okay. Because he's retired.
He's holding out for some money. I got two questions for you. One, what is he worth to Tampa Bay? What kind of contract should we be looking at with him? Because we know what kind of money we can play with. And then two, do you think old TB's got to be feeling a little way about him holding out after
TB is doing the efforts his thing he right put now. In? I don't think TB's really focused on football right now.
No, no. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. Everyone wants to get paid.
And I'm sure he's probably in a little bit of debt right now. I'm not saying I don't know, but I'm saying I'm sure he's probably got a little bit after being out of the league for a little bit and having some fun.
He's probably got some heavy pockets still.
You think? Yeah. Well, hopefully.
You would want to think so, but
you're living large when you get out of the league for a little period of time like that. You have the issues that you did, legal issues.
Well, the Raiders signed him and gave him guaranteed money. So
yeah, that's true. That is true. So either way, but he's holding. So what do you think? What is he worth to the Bucks? How many years? How much money?
Obviously, one-year deal.
One-year deal. Agreed.
One-year deal. Nothing over 10. I think 10's even too high.
10 is way too much.
I would say right around 6 to 7, maybe. So 6 to 7 and then some added bonuses. Go make that money on the field.
I was going to go 4 to 5 with a lot of incentive bonuses.
I believe he's a little bit worth more than that. You can go 4 to 5 incentives. I feel like 6 to 7 is fair.
Yeah, I'm saying 1 year, 6.5 mil with, incentives. 3.5 incentives.
That's a lot of incentives. I mean, you have Pro Bowl numbers. You want top five receiving.
You got a full year. I want 1,000 yards.
But not only that, I don't know how many incentives you can give him when you got Godwin and Evans ahead of him, along with Gronkowski and
your
Howard.
Incentive monies are cut off at the end of the season, right? Because then it's team money when you're in playoffs.
This kind of grinded my gears because Ronald Jones was what? How many yards away from 1,000?
Yeah.
We haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since Doug Martin in 2011.
Yeah,
or something. But
he,
that was
he was banged up towards the end of the season. You wouldn't arrest him as much as possible.
He was in the game. He was running the ball. He could have got 5 more carries and maybe got that 1,000 yards, but he had to do the show.
Would it make you feel better? Like if he got incentive money at that 1,000, right?
I don't. It's not. But it's not incentive money. You would think so.
But let me ask you. Well, let me just ask you this.
He's still on his rookie contract, so I don't think.
So Ronald Jones, that's not about money. That's a stat. That's a feat you want to be.
But then again, think about it. This is a coaching aspect. Hey, this is year 4 for you. Let's see what you got. Get over the 1K. We're looking for a running back. For the next couple of years. You show me what you got this year.
So what do you think the carry ratio is going to be
year.
Between now Lenny's coming back, so
I think they're
Lenny
gonna, they're
and,
gonna,
and Rojo.
They're going to alternate starts. I mean, I could see Rojo getting more of the starts, but then Lenny coming in. Rojo starting a game and Lenny finishing it.
I think B.A. is going to play it how he wants, whoever's got the hot hand.
That's how he's always running.
Yeah, exactly. You show like you don't want to run hard, run fast, like how Lenny did sometimes, and then Rojo with his fumbling issue. It's going to be a good competition, and that's going to bring us a lot of total yards.
Have we signed either of our quarterbacks right now, backups?
Our backups, I think.
They were both on the list.
Ryan Griffin went somewhere, I think. I'm not exactly sure.
Backup? What do you need backup for? Keep 12 healthy.
All right. So what else?
Final four.
Yeah, the
national championship.
The national championship, man. Gonzaga. Yeah, Saturday night. Wow.
Yeah, that was huge. I thought they were gonna go to OT.
I was getting ready to get up and go like
another
get
round.
Drink.
Here we go. Yeah.
But, I mean, man,
that was crazy. And then the national championship Monday night.
Baylor just kind of ran away with that
they
one.
They did,
though.
Man. What was it, 16? They beat it by 16, right? What?
I saw that half. They had like an 11, 12-point lead.
Oh, they won by 20.
Yeah, they beat it by 16. They only beat it by 16, 86, 70.
They're leading by 20 at some points.
I think that was Baylor's first championship, too.
No, I think they got one back in way back.
I don't know. I think that's the
first one. I
did
see the coach was talking about back in, I think, 2001 when he got hired on at Baylor. we're going to get us a national championship. And they played the clip from when he said that, and it took 20 years.
I love that clip that you sent that obviously was on whatever Twitter, wherever it was, where it just shows B.A. talking about, like, beating up. They're out, the boys are on the mic, and you're coming. You ain't going nowhere, and your ass ain't going nowhere either. Oh, man.
Oh, the boat parade.
Yeah,
oh,
on IG. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Speaking of which, I just want to give a quick shout out to tonight's dinner. That was pretty good.
What?
This steak and cheese bogey.
No, it was steak and cheese bow.
Steak and cheese bow?
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't bad.
It
was pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
It was pretty good. It was a little rushed.
You might, it almost feel like you might be missing your calling on this deal, man.
I'm not missing my calling. It's my end game. Okay. I just have to work for a little bit longer before I go dump a bunch of money into it.
It was like you were missing a couple things on that.
You put ketchup on it.
I know, because it was only just steak and cheese.
How do you do that? What are you, 12?
It was just steak and cheese.
It was called a steak and cheese bow, and the B stands for bread.
I needed something more in there.
Well, normally I would do. Well, you don't really. You're not a fan of.
As you.
Bless you.
As you.
Tiger Woods crash, blamed the speed, hit tree at 75. I know you have some feelings about that.
I don't know. He released all of his information to the public, too, which I think kind of. I don't know what that does, but I don't know. If that's any other normal citizen, it's not exposed as much as this, but I think there's a different turnout.
I did not see this before. Travis Rudolph was arrested for murder.
Yeah, my buddy just told me that. Yeah.
Wow.
I think he went to FSU. Ha! Another one.
How lives change so fast.
They're idiots. I'm sorry, but they're idiots. You have life kind of made, and you just do the dumbest things.
This is cool stuff. Watch this story. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Shaq, man, that is awesome. He sees a guy trying to – he had a ring on layaway or something like that. He was painted off. Shaq just said, yeah, no, I'll take care of that for you. And if you watch the video, he told a story of him going to, like, I think it was a furniture store or something like that, and some lady there was same situation. He's pay off some stuff. He does a lot of
he's
that
probably,
kind of stuff,
I would say, he's yeah. the – He's got, to me, he's, that's like everybody knows Shaq.
Yeah.
Wherever you go in the world, you know Shaq. Yeah. And he's got
the 90s was his time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was his time in basketball.
And he stayed,
I would say now is his time.
Exactly.
Now he's even bigger
like,
now.
You know how
he's
some
a
guys,
DJ, too.
Like, yeah, I know.
Like some guys will have a short period of their time. Like his time has never ended. He's always been Shaq. Like even when he retired from
basketball.
It's that personality, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, we're going to go out there and we're going to ball. We're going to ball. We're going to get it.
He's just, but that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of athletes that you love being, you know, in the spotlight because they do. They just get it. I love it. So
Charles, I'm going to tell you again. Don't look at me.
Huh.
Chill.
So I saw something the other day, kind of grinded my gears. The trailer for Space Jam 2.
Oh, wow. Right.
I mean, you got to be open-minded. It's not going to be like Mike.
It's never going to be like Mike.
So
Mike,
you don't.
Why
you don't.
Are you going, why don't you make LeBron's Looney Tunes? Why does it have to be Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
You can't do this. So what is it going to happen? So when Brady retires, it's going to be Space Jam 3 where Brady's lost all his talents. Yeah. Nobody can remember who he was, and he has to join the Toon Squad.
That's like saying they should have never made another 007.
I mean, there's only.
Well, I mean, you can have movies that are a mistake to remake, and then maybe a third one might be awesome. But
very few sequels actually work.
Yeah. I mean,
Godfather 2, Back to the Future 2.
You can't even compare.
I'm hyped up for it. I'm hyped up for it, actually. You know?
Did you see the trailer?
Speaking of movies.
You're like ready to go see it?
I mean,
I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my time.
Really?
But
no.
I'm not going to go.
Thank you, kind of COVID and everything with the HBO Max streaming, because I just watched the Godzilla King Kong.
How did you like that?
Okay. Have you seen it yet?
I've seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
I told you to watch it.
Okay. 1 to 10. I want yours first. 1 to 10.
I'd say about a good 8, maybe
8,
9.
Really? Really? Me and all the boys watched it together, and all 5 of us, nobody was higher than like a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys weren't that satisfied?
I mean, bro. Listen, spoiler alert.
I'm taking my hair.
Spoiler alert
for
a second, but come on. Spoiler alert, so turn it off for just a second. Bro, they start out as enemies, mortal.
You knew that was going to happen.
By the end of the movie, they have another Mega Godzilla. They're teaming up on this
you
dude.
You knew that was, if you kind of didn't see it, yeah, but that thing was a monster. Bro. You needed both of them. Bro. Okay. You needed both to beat them.
No.
Yeah.
We were talking. Listen, me and the boys were talking before we were watching the movie. Where we're like, okay, some of us were saying who's going to win. Like, oh, King Kong's going to kick ass. Or no, Godzilla's going to take it. Yeah,
they had their battles.
Right? Exactly.
It's not fair when King Kong's in water. That's not.
One of my boys, the youngest, was like, they're going to do something stupid, like make it a tie. And sure enough, I mean, they're like buddies.
It left it for another one.
Ah, God, dude.
Unity.
Six.
Unity.
Solid six.
Come together, man. Come
so
on.
So today marks, I think, right at 2 weeks for no smoking. Can I get a, you got a clap thing on there? Come on, get a clap.
A clap. I don't have a clap.
Yeah.
Every time I try and do it, it doesn't work. Oh, I think the board's
broken. Well, thanks for taking the time to figure all this out.
I tried. I can't read.
All right, so either way, let's just, anything you guys want to talk about here, General, for how long have we been going here?
15 minutes and 47 seconds. Right. 48 seconds. 49 seconds. No, I'm sorry, 50 seconds. No, wait, 51. 5,
10 minutes. Let's knock some stuff out here. What else?
I don't have any goods. I've been pretty busy lately with work.
Yeah.
You want to know how my day started?
Sure, give it to me.
I had to go to Sanford, which was about 2.5 hours away.
I've talked to you. You were in Naples. You were in Fort Myers.
You should just play Where Is Bo. But today I had to go to Sanford to go do a job, and when I get to the job, I noticed the job was already done, but nobody in the office decided to recall the inspection. So there was 2.5 hours that way, 2 hours back this way to Ruskin, then back over the Skyway, back home to pick something up, then back over to Brandon, then back home.
Ouch. That's a long
then,
time.
No, not back home. I'm sorry, back to my buddy's house to do a side job.
Did you get work done?
I put one sticker on one meter can, and I moved a breaker, and that was it.
A solid day right there. A
lot of driving. A lot of seat time.
So you're a part of the reason of all this traffic.
No, I...
So you just drive... Yeah. You just drive around, clog up lanes.
Not at all.
These little vehicles.
No, I'm not. No, because this is a work vehicle. It belongs on the road. Anything white with doors and tools in it belongs on the road. Everything else, you need to be at your office.
If it's not on the road, you're losing money.
No, well, this is what I don't understand. There's so many people on the road between 10 and 5 o'clock, and I thought business hours were like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Where are these people going?
What do you mean?
Where are they going? Are they going to their office at that hour?
Some people
rush hour should be between 5:30 and 8:30 in the morning.
I mean, like going from here from the Berg to Tampa. I mean, anywhere between 6:30 and 8:39.
Why
is traffic
rush hour after 9 o'clock? Everybody should be at their desk at 9.
Well,
there's more people that live here.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that
there's people that work from home.
Why are they out? Somebody not telling me this. That I don't get it.
Maybe they choose their schedule to have
actually a good point.
Wednesday afternoon.
Or do you think they just get paid to be a driver on the road?
You know what's really frustrating is when you're going into your office, you're going in, you're doing your thing, you're busting your ass like you normally do because you're back to normal. Okay, let's just for all intents and purposes,
we've never been not normal.
Right, you're just doing your job, but now there is a multitude of people that are out walking their dogs and doing stuff like that at 10:15 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's frustrating.
Why, you want to be home walking your dog at 10:15?
I want to be at home, laying in my pool, doing something like that, working from home? Yeah, of course I would.
That's not my issue. It's people on the road right now.
I got bigger issues.
What's your issues?
The traffic pattern changes?
No, material.
Material is hard to come by.
Oh, my gosh.
That is how I want to know about this. Are you guys really struggling that bad?
No, we're not struggling. I've managed it pretty well, but a lot of companies aren't building right now. But the price of all the materials went up like tremendously. You can only get X amount.
How much of your stuff comes from Mexico, to be honest?
I get stuff from like Italy. I get stuff from Egypt.
It's hard
from everywhere.
Is it on the delay? If it's not from here, like
a lot of our stuff is in American stuff. It's built in America.
How much is it played into your build times?
My material. What's that?
How much is it played into your build times? Like, is it delayed a lot because you're waiting for things to move to next phase?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's really hard to say. But it's material wise, the prices have went up extremely high, and the demand is so high that there's only so much that can be distributed to customers like myself. So I'm like.
My kid's parents are in the car business, right? I mean, he's one of the guys over at Hendrick, and their used cars are killing it right now, obviously, because manufacturing and probably distribution of the manufactured cars are way down, and everything's on back order. Like the car I just got for Aiden, it was built to order. I mean, like, you ordered it, they built it, and we got it. I mean, so it's a totally different game, but they are killing it in terms of, like you said, the amount of business and the call for it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't know, like, some stuff that we use, like a core that we use, it comes from Italy. It's can only be made in Italy. It has to go through customs, and then it has to quarantine. It has to quarantine.
Oh, nice.
And that's just,
it's just the way it is.
2020.
So how long is the quarantine?
It's like 3 days, 4 days.
They don't run it through a UV
light.
Did
you see the CDC came out like today talking about how not living on surfaces? You remember when, like, you went through with UPS packages and stuff? Like,
I mean,
you put on your hazmat, you go out, put it in there, leave it for 2 or 3 days, go out and grab it again.
Yeah.
Now they're saying not at all.
But yeah.
Not at all, huh?
But there's just a demand for just anything that has to do with the water. It's just there's the hugest demand right now. People are spending their money on that, and no company can really keep up because we're only allowed X amount of things per month, per week.
That's your. They have caps like that. On
so
it.
You yeah. driving around complaining about you drove here, you drove there, I drove there.
You're the problem.
I got big
I'm
issues.
I'm not a problem.
I got big. Yeah, you blocked my trucks up.
Yeah.
That little thing is not blocking your truck.
Whoa, a bunch of
it's
guys.
One more car on the road.
Yeah. That's one bro. Car that needs to be on the road. I serve purpose. I serve the
you
entire state of Florida.
You put a sticker on. You just said your whole day. You put a sticker on and you do what else?
That was today.
Oh, so today you'll agree.
Tomorrow,
today you're the problem.
Tomorrow I go somewhere to upgrade somebody's service. Boom, makes his house value go up.
That's the bonus.
All the way across the state.
All the way across. Bonus bow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hope you're listening there, boss.
All right. What else? What else we got? Anything else around the? Anything else local here we could talk about a little bit? Anything else big?
Our buddy Josh finished second in a race.
Yes,
showtime.
He did. There you go.
I tried to go to the races, but there's way too many races for that.
Yeah. They. I think he was like the second to last. Or
yeah. He didn't race
like
10:30, 11 o'clock. I got there at 7, and I'm like, yeah, the mosquitoes started coming out. I'm like, oh, I can't watch this again.
Yeah. Well,
I was there for him. Next time, I'm just gonna go later.
There you go.
I just got to wait till you find the race time, really.
That's, well, yeah.
Who'd you go there with?
My buddy Mookie and Suze, his wife.
Oh, cool.
Were you there?
No, I was not.
No, he wasn't. He must have been busy.
We had hockey picks, and that was fun. Fiasco, say
hockey
the least.
What?
Picks.
What's that?
Team pictures.
Oh, team hockey pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Picks, goddamn.
Picks, I don't know. Are you hockey? Are you picking for a new team? Or is it draft picks?
Photographs, hockey photographs.
Is it pick a kid off the side? I don't know. I mean, pick can mean so many different things.
So
pick and roll.
So Easter just passed, right? And my girlfriend's family had a little get-together with their whole family. Their 7-year-old son, her sister's son, was like, let's play wiffle ball. So got the whole family out there, right? She has a couple cousins that are around my age, a little younger, whatnot. So we split up, you know, there's an uncle over here, dad over here, you know, sisters over there, they're split up, cousin, whatever. There's some little kids running around there. And these kids that are playing, they play baseball for an AAU team, but he calls his buddies up, they come out there, and they're playing every pitch like Game 7 of the World Series. I'm telling you, I had
for wiffle ball.
Did you take them deep?
I had to turn up. My game a little bit because I was like, there's
a
no,
little bit.
I was
okay.
like, there's no way these guys, okay, okay. You know, grandma sitting there, you know,
rolling
mom,
too.
there's a stand full of family out there, and all the guys are out there. A couple of the girls are out there playing, and these little guys are just
winging it.
How old? Field, how old?
7, 8.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the same thing we would have been doing.
I know, but they're good, and we're playing.
Could you hit them?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The one kid did strike me out. But this is the key is, he, you know, I fouled off like 7 pitches. And I'm using a little skinny
sinker.
Yellow bat.
Catch the sinker.
He threw something and it got me off guard.
Yeah.
I rolled it over. I started laughing. But I robbed him of a couple hits, you know.
So it was good times, family times. Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. But, dude, these kids were – it was hilarious. And playing them in wiffle ball, just watching these guys, they take it how I used to play. Every game was Game 7 of the World Series. Every pitch mattered. Every at-bat mattered. They would strike out, throw the bat. It was hilarious.
How many countdowns have you had in your head, like when you're playing basketball, in your head you're like, count.
5, 4, 3. Every time I shoot the ball, we'll go out there and just shoot hoops. 5, 4, 3.
So am I allowed to ask, are you still talking to anybody?
I'm talking to you guys right now.
All right, cool. That's what I like to hear.
Kobe.
All right, so anything else before we go ahead and call this quits for the day, guys? And then let's give it some runs on an ad or a sponsor.
Yeah.
We're good?
Let's go for it.
Definitely be out looking at our Instagram and Twitter. I take it like a fan.
Yeah, don't forget, messages. Guys, we're every 2 weeks right now until we can get something going with these playoffs.
Yeah, send us messages of what we should talk about. You know, if you want to call in, shoot the shit with the guys. We're happy. Find out Bo's recipes to his burger.
Never, ever, ever will.
Okay. I got a picture and video of it.
It's still, you cannot replicate what I make.
Studio line 844-542-4111. Text line 727-388-1644.
Gentlemen, let's go have some fun and try and cut a sponsor's head.
Understood.
Take it like Van out.
See you. Hey, you guys got a good lawyer?
Actually, I do know some good lawyers in there. Maybe you've seen their ads on the new buses, the snake going around the bus talking about being squeezed by an insurance company.
You talking about Yan Chuck Berman, Wildy Thomas and Berman?
Yes.
I've actually had to use them in a prior case. And let me tell you, these guys were very professional and they always were by your side.
I tell you, I've actually had a lot of people that I've actually referred to them, not only because they got cool ads, but simply because it's a group of guys that have been together a long time. They understand. They get it. It's about the community. They get back to the community, charitable events every year, feeding kids in schools and our local communities. It's not just about them. It is truly about the community. It's a good group. Check them out, 727-822-6313, YanChuckBerman.com.
Thanks, man.